Broadcasting by the sea in sunny San Diego, this is the Ascended Masters at Work show, where we lift the veil of mysticism and reveal ancient secrets brought to earth by the world's greatest spiritual teachers. Here we share real-life stories that change lives and widen our eyes. And now, here is your host and spiritual life coach, Reverend Shirlene Reeves.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. It's a glorious Thursday and sunny in San Diego. And I just was thinking today that I think I ought to share this really great story with you. You know, for most of my life, I have had quite a challenge with my lower back. Maybe you can identify it with it. And I've been having like sciatica pain. It goes through my back and down the front of my leg, sometimes into my foot. And you know, I've been everywhere. I have been to some of the best chiropractors. I've been on medications. I've done that thing where they shoot stuff into your spine. I don't know what, cortisone or whatever. And that doesn't last. And that gave me a horrendous headache for 3 weeks. So I know that didn't work for me. I wasn't going to try that again. And then I went to a chiropractor, and actually he was the chiropractor for the Sharks, you know, the Sharks soccer team or hockey team. And I thought, oh, he's going to know for sure because he treats all these people and he knows what to do because somehow he gets those guys back out on their skates again. And I went to him again and again and again and again, and I spent thousands of dollars. And finally, I just gave up and I said, look, it's been all these years. You know, I think it was close to 30 years. I've had this problem since I was only two, right? Anyway, so finally, I was having these issues off and on over and over again. And wow, one time it was so bad that I got a nerve stuck between my two bones in my lower back, and that took, I had a belt on, and I was sitting in a chair for 3 weeks. I couldn't move, and I just got tired of this, really tired, but I gave up, and I gave up a lot of my life, too. I was always hiking all over the mountains. I hiked through Yosemite and the Smokies and all over. I had to give that up. I love ballroom dancing and country western dancing. I gave that up. I gave up almost anything except walking because walking made it feel better. And I realized that my lifestyle was getting narrower and narrower. Oh, I forgot the most important thing. I'd been snow skiing since I was 5 years old. And I had to give that up too. I actually gave my skis to the Goodwill. There's just no way I was going to take the chance of having a fall and ending up that way again. And then just suddenly, it happened again, just recently. And I was going to a networking event, and I had promised that I would be there because I'm the membership ambassador. And when I say I'm going to do something, I promise you, I'm always going to do it. And I barely got out of the chair. Oh my gosh, I'd been sitting on a heating pad for 3 days before that, and then alternating with ice, because you know that's what they tell you to do. And nothing worked. Absolutely nothing worked, but I had to go to this event. So I got up, I got in the car. Oh my gosh, I had to get downstairs. That took me almost 15 minutes to get down the stairs to get into the car. And finally, I showed up with my hands on my knees. That's the only way I could walk, was stooped over with my hands on my knees. And I thought, wow, this must be what it's going to feel like when I'm in my 90s. I am not looking forward to this. But I showed up, and I showed up very late because it took me so long to get down the stairs, get in the car, drive. Those of you who have back challenges, you know all about this. So I walked in, and they came over to me. Boy, was I late. And they came over to me and said what was wrong, and I told them the story of how difficult it had been for me to get there and apologize for my tardiness. And right away, they took me over to this great guy who said, you know what, I really think we ought to talk because I think I know what's wrong. And I said, oh, come on, everybody knows what's wrong. They all say the same thing and nothing's ever worked. It's been all these years over and over. And I can't tell you how much money I spent trying to get this resolved. And of course, I was very resistant because I was in pain. I was close to tears and there's just no way I could stand up. And he said, you know, if you just let me look at you, I think you'll be okay. And for me, that was like a message from spirit, because I thought, if this person has something different to say than everything else I've ever done, this is most definitely my answer. And so I followed through and went to his office and had a talk with him and had some x-rays, so, just so simple. And he made sure I knew everything that was going on. And I understood probably more than I wanted to understand, but I understood. And he told me what he was going to do, and he did it. And oh my God, do you know, you all know, I just came back from the Tetons. I did an 8.1 mile hike there. I've never felt better in my life. I've started dancing again. And when the snow comes around, believe me, I'm going to be back on the skis. So I thought it would be really awesome if I introduced you today to a team of doctors that know how to fix your back and keep it that way. Would that be cool? I mean, really, would that be cool if you never had to have another back problem? Because I think that's what I'm going to experience. So these two gentlemen, I call them skeletal engineers, but they call themselves craniocervical neurologists. And what they do is they work on what affects your health and your well-being. They saw right away that I had narrowed my lifestyle just to support my back. So I was trying to support it in more than one way, not only my hands on my knees, but mentally, without even realizing how much I'd given up. Now, both of them graduated at the top of their class, and they received degrees from the prestigious LifeWest in San Francisco, California, and now they have their own businesses together as a partnership. So I want to introduce to you Dr. Keener and Dr. Cooper, and they continue their multi-generational family and passion for work. And not only that, they treat football players. Can you believe that? And they are great healthcare professionals, and they really know what they're doing. So let me welcome them onto the show right now. Are you there, Dr. Keener and Dr. Cooper?
Yes, hello. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad you're here with me. So why don't you share with the audience a little bit about what all this means? What are you talking about when you say you're continuing your education in neuroscience? And how is this different than what everybody else has experienced, like me? Because I talk to people all the time that can't get beyond their back problems. And they're even thinking about going through surgery, which I never even would consider. But what are your thoughts? Tell me a little bit about what this is all about.
Yes. So again, Charlene, thank you so much for having us on. We're very excited to be here. And you telling your story about how we met, you know, kind of brings us back and we remember how you were walking in that day. And it truly is amazing. And it's something that we are very excited to see, you know, every single day in our office, people in your exact same situation coming in so riddled with problems, and then we're able to see that transformation that can happen relatively quickly in their lives. And then they're walking out of our office, you know, in a much better position than they were coming in. So thank you for having us on. We're really excited.
Literally, Dr. Keener, a much better position.
Yes.
Called upright.
Absolutely. Yeah. Balanced and in a much better position. So we're very excited. But you mentioned what makes us a little bit different. You know, a lot of people ask us what craniocervical care is, and really what it means when you break down the word craniocervical. Cranio refers to the head or the skull, and cervical, Latin root nerve name referring to the neck. So really, the specialty is looking at the junction where your head meets your neck or the rest of your spine. We chose to specialize in this area because of its overall impact on your body, on your health and well-being. This area of your spine, located right at the base of your skull, is important for many reasons. Number one, if you look anatomically at this location, it's considered this junction is considered the bottleneck. The bottleneck both neurologically and cardiovascularly. And what that means is that all information that your brain uses to control your body, to control your muscles and your function, passes through this little hole at the base of your skull, believe it or not. Your spinal cord, the extension of the brain, passes through this craniocervical junction. Not only that, but the blood flow to and from the brain also passes through this junction. So therefore, it's no wonder that we see the dramatic results that we've been seeing in our practice. When you focus on the brain and when you focus on the health of the brain, really, truly, anything is possible. And we see a vast array of success stories that come with that.
That's an excellent explanation, and I hope people understood that. So what they focus on, and what I know too, is that they focus on the area just below your skull. And what I want to ask you is, why would the area just below your skull affect your back?
That's a really good question, certainly. So the way that's going to affect your low back is, you failed to mention that also when you came in, it was really more your low back, your glutes, and that was affecting your legs, and you were having some sciatic pain.
Mm-hmm.
And the only part of your spine that we worked on was that upper neck area.
Absolutely.
And the way that that's going to relate to your low back is because that upper part of your neck is different than the entire rest of your spine. Mm. Most people, when they think of the spine, they think of those discs and they think of joints.
Mm-hmm.
Upper part of your spine, you don't have any discs. And that makes it so when you turn your head left or right, it makes it so you can turn your head really far. But what that does is it comes at the cost of stability of the spine in that area. So when the part of the spine up in the upper neck gets off balance, that's going to affect the muscle structure going down your entire spine to where it meets your pelvis. And so in your case specifically, there was an asymmetry or an unbalanced nature of the muscles connecting to your pelvis, which was pulling up on one side of your hip. If you think of someone standing and their hip is up on the left or it's up on the right and they're standing in an unbalanced position, that's going to throw off their pelvis, which can affect the nerves running down your leg.
Yeah, and Dr. Cooper, my left leg was actually shorter than my right, and I didn't even recognize that. And so my shoulders hurt, everything hurt constantly.
Exactly. So what that can cause, this craniocervical problem, that can cause an imbalanced nature of almost your entire body. And with each patient, it varies. Some patients are presenting with neck pain solely. Some patients present with arm pain or tingling and numbness in their arms. Some patients present with hypertension or high blood pressure. You know, just this week we had someone come in that's had many concussions because they played in the NFL. And so we're looking at a myriad of symptoms that can come from this area of the spine. And a really good example of that most of the listeners will be able to relate to is Christopher Reeves, Superman, in some of the older Superman movies. But when he had his accident, he fell off of a horse and he damaged his neck right in that upper cervical, upper neck region. And as we know, that affected his entire body from there down, severely hampering his ability to function. And so we see in that area, if that is damaged or there's a misalignment or any other problem in that area of the spine, we can see major problems throughout the rest of the body.
Yeah, and you know, I have to laugh because my dad, my whole life, told me, well, when are you going to get your head on straight? But I had no idea what he was talking about.
No, absolutely. Yeah, we often joke in our office, you know, and it's quite literal. We do help our patients get their heads on straight. When you consider, Shirlene, that the human skull weighs anywhere from 12 to 16 pounds. Mm-hmm. You know, it's this big bowling ball of a head of ours is sitting on top of a neck structure that altogether maybe weighs 1 pound total. And that wouldn't be so big of a problem, or it wouldn't exhibit a problem, if it weren't for the fact that inside of our skull, our brain is located. And for our physiology, the way the human body works, the brain is the most important system, organ system in the body. It is the control system. So therefore, when you have literally a disconnect, when the brain sitting within the skull is no longer sitting in a proper manner as it relates to the rest of the neck and the rest of the body, you know, your body has compensations that occur from that. Like in your situation with your leg being pulled up, you know, whatever it was, half an inch short, we see it all the way up to an inch sometimes. It's with gravity working downward and your skull with your brain sitting inside it sits at the top of our spine. It's no wonder that we see the compensations that we see.
Now, Dr. Keener, I'm getting some feedback. Tell me how Alzheimer's relates to this.
Absolutely. So we talked about how when your head isn't on straight, it actually changes the fluid dynamics of blood flow going in and out of the skull. And what we didn't talk about is that there's a fluid that our spinal cord and that our brain sit in. It's a clear fluid called cerebrospinal fluid. A lot of people refer to this fluid as CSF. And what this CSF fluid does is it has a lot of proteins and nutrients in it that rhythmically washes the brain. It washes the brain of waste materials, and it also brings new nutrients to all the nooks and crannies of the brain and the spinal cord. Now, this CSF flow, it actually flows with the rhythm of our heart. So every time your heart beats, there's a rhythmic flow in and out of the skull, bringing all the new nutrients with the CSF and washing away all of the waste products. And they've done some very interesting studies, specifically in Rome, Italy. They've done studies that take a look at the junction, the upper cervical junction, and they look at the fluid dynamic changes that happens when, like we were talking about, your head's not on straight. And what they found was that misalignments in the craniocervical junction create a condition that we refer to as craniocervical syndrome. And one of the hallmark signs of this syndrome is this altered fluid pressure in and out of the skull. And what that relates to is increased intracranial pressure. I don't want to get too technical, but for the listeners out there, when you have a misalignment of your head and your neck, the fluid buildup inside the skull creates a higher pressure. And one of the hallmark studies out of Rome, Italy, what they were looking at, it was a fantastic study where they saw a direct correlation between these pockets of increased intracranial pressure and the hallmark sign of Alzheimer's, which is the beta amyloid plaque buildup. And what they concluded in that study was that these little nooks and crannies of the brain that are having this accumulation of protein, the beta amyloid protein, is not properly being washed by the CSF flow. And really interesting is what they found was after the correction of the misalignment, after they fixed the cause of this fluid retention problem in the skull, they actually saw a diminishing, they saw a lowering of plaque buildups, indicating that the brain was able to wash itself in a more effective manner. You know, just 2 weeks ago, we had a patient come in their late 70s who was suffering from Alzheimer's. She had, memory problems. She had all the classic signs of Alzheimer's disease. And we, as we did with you, Shirlene, we took a real close look at this junction of the head and the neck. And we wanted to determine if this was possibly a cranial cervical syndrome case. We took three-dimensional images of her neck to find out exactly how to fix it. And we provided the gentle correction, monitored it for a couple weeks. And now 2 weeks later, the patient reports that she's sleeping better. She's able to play with her grandkids better. She's able to remember vacations that she's taken back in high school and college years. She's able to remember her husband from years ago. So it's dramatic, these changes that we see. Again, when we look at the brain and brain health, you know, it becomes very clear oftentimes what the problem is, especially relating to their health.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, we're going to take a short break, and then we've got a caller on the line when we get back, and we're going to talk about the NFL. So we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Charlene Reeves with Maximize Your Wealth Now with a new tip on how to maximize your wealth. What if you could compel your clients rather than selling them so that they would work with you? Wouldn't that be so much easier? Wouldn't it be easier to have more income? I talk to entrepreneur after entrepreneur, and they're running from networking group to networking group, and they're so tired. And the reason they're tired is because they're not making any money, and they don't know how to work with their perfect clients. What if I said to you, compel, don't sell, and I could give you the tips for how to do that? I'm tearing back the curtain, and I'm going to show you how I built my business from zero to multi-millions, and I want you to make multi-millions too. So check it out on my website, MaximizeYourWealthNow.com, and get signed up for the next class. I promise you, I guarantee you, you won't be sorry.
I invested in Charlene's Compelled to Sell sales training program, and I just knew immediately that she was the person that I wanted to work with.
I came in wanting to know how to get more people I could talk to. And I also learned some things I didn't know that I didn't know. And now I know. At least I have a good idea.
The reason I took this course was because I felt like there were a lot of new things that Charlene had to offer that I had not experienced before. That's why I took the class, is I wanted to sort of up-level my sales skills. And thank you, Charlene, for this amazing class.
In 10 weeks, 8 Compel Don't Sell students made a total of $301,000. Isn't it time to make a compelling difference in your income? If you answered yes, call 1-888-889-9212. That's 1-888-889-9212 to register for the next Compel Don't Sell course and learn the art of selling with heart. Discover the secrets to the three-step sales waltz. Learn how to open a sales conversation and ask for the sale authentically in your own words. Dial to reserve your seat today. Dial 888-889-9212.
Welcome back, to the Ascended Masters at Work show with Reverend Charlene Reeves. I'm so glad that you're all here with us and that you took the time today to listen in to what we're saying. And we just finished talking about a possible shift for Alzheimer's based on this treatment that Dr. Keener and Dr. Cooper offer. And we have a caller on the line. Dot Claire is on line one. Hi, Dot. Welcome to the call.
Well, hi, Charlene. So glad to be here and wonderful information.
I always love it when you are. Dot's become a regular with us, and she's an amazing healer. So, Dot, tell us, ask us a question. I know the guys would love to answer.
Yeah, well, I'd like to know how the cranial cervical work that you do is different from those chiropractors who do Atlas work?
That's a very good question.
The way that...
Go ahead.
The Atlas work done by regular chiropractors is normally done by hand, because that's the root word of chiropractic, is done by hand. The way that our work is different is that it's done using a percussive sound wave instrument, meaning that there's no twisting, no popping of the neck in any manner. And it's done using a machine which produces the reproducibility that we need to make sure that the correction is done down to the tenth of a degree every single time without fail.
So maybe you ought to share how you do that. Well, how can you get it down to a tenth?
Well, using three-dimensional imaging, we then calibrate those factors that we get off of the X-ray analysis into the machine, which is then aligned at a specific vector, which corrects the misalignment down to the tenth of a degree. And we're doing pre and post imaging after the correction to make sure that it's been corrected.
Yes, it's actually very exciting. We were lucky enough to have Georgia Tech University, our organization paid them some $5 million to develop the math that matches the biomechanics of the neck. So we're able to take these pre and post three-dimensional views of the neck so that we can figure out down to a tenth of a degree exactly how your head is misaligned. And before we jump too far ahead of ourselves, the X-rays don't tell us exactly the problem. We do a physical orthopedic neurological examination in our office to simply detect the presence of a misalignment. Like Charlene was talking about, her leg being pulled up half an inch short. A lot of people are standing, you know, 20, 25 pounds heavy on one leg. The tonicity of the muscles grabbing onto their pelvis is different from the left side to their right side. This physical orthopedic neurological exam that we do in our office is specifically detailed and tailored to detect a presence of a misalignment. It tests for your physiological adaptation to having your head not on straight. That's when we refer and go to the three-dimensional images so that we can figure out exactly how to fix the problem. And it's these three-dimensional X-rays that give us the mathematical basis of how to properly aim the instrument and angle the instrument so that it delivers a reproducible correction at the same 2 pounds of force at the proper angle every time. The instrument allows us to have a reproducibility factor where, you know, the correction that I deliver with my patients at 7:30 in the morning is the same quality correction that I'm able to deliver my patients at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's that specificity and accuracy that allows us to correct these misalignments down to the most highest and proper degree angle that we can, and it stays put longer, delivering long-term results.
And I got to tell you, if you have a back pain at all, it gets rid of it immediately. I couldn't believe it. As soon as they did it, I could stand up straight. It makes all the difference in the world. Dot, did you have another question?
I do. I have a friend who has a neck fusion due to being hit by an automobile, and they fused 1, 2, and 3 on her cervical vertebrae. She has very limited movement, and the surgery seems to be healing okay, but what I'm questioning is, would this type of process be able to be done on somebody that has had this extensive of a fusion?
That's a fantastic question. That's actually a question that we get all the time. The area that we're dealing with, again, is how the head connects onto the rest of the neck. What that allows us to do is gently move the skull on top of the neck. Now, obviously, without seeing this exact case and seeing the X-rays and images, it's tough to say whether this is possible or not. But what we found, very few patients that come into our office have a fusion between the occiput, or the base of the skull, and the atlas bone, the top bone in their neck. And as long as there is motion and movability at the top range of their neck, we find the vast majority of our patients can be benefited from correcting the misalignment if there is one there. So again, without seeing and actually examining this patient in our practice, it's tough to say for sure. But the gentleness of the correction, along with the specificity, allows us to correct cases that manually in other chiropractic offices would simply not be possible. It's definitely worth taking a look.
Did that answer your question, Dot?
For anyone that you know of that does this kind of work in the East Bay, San Francisco area?
Yes, absolutely. There's actually a fantastic center up there, the Ball Center, that does this specific work. If you would like to contact us through our webpage after this, we'd love to contact you and get you put in touch with them. Dr. Christopher up there does fantastic work. I've known firsthand. I've worked with him for several months, him refining his skill. And he's an excellent board-certified doctor that I think you would be really do yourself a favor to see. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Dot. And I hope you do get your friend over to the Ball Clinic. If that would help the range of motion, it would make all the difference in the world. And it certainly has worked for me. I happen to know that Dot does this amazing massage. She does deep tissue massage. How would that relate to what it is that you're doing?
Well, as we know, that the spine is not just a stack of bones. That the spine is connected to all the muscles, all the ligaments. And so oftentimes we see in our practice people that have either only tried massage or only tried certain chiropractic procedures or only tried different medical or physical therapy procedures, when really the best healthcare approach is going to be synergy, or including massage, deep tissue work, specified muscle work with spinal alignment and with other therapies is going to be the best route. So we definitely recommend our patients to various muscle work and massage therapy practices.
Wow. So there you go, Dot. I'm going to have to fly up to the East Bay to see you so I can get a massage.
Yeah, you're right. Not the massage, and you know that.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in today. We have another caller on line 2. Juliana, would you like to ask your question?
Hi, yes. First of all, I just want to say I just really love what they do. I used to see a group of doctors where I'm from that do the same thing, and I had headaches and neck pain and arm numbness, and after, you know, one visit, all those things went away years ago. And so I just want to say thank you for doing what you do. But my question is, I have children ages 5 through 8, and I just wanted to know, is, you know, I don't want them running into the same problems that I did when, you know, in my later years. And I wanted to know if it's something that children can get done as well, if I could get care for them.
Yes, Juliana, that's a fantastic question, and thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it, and we're glad to hear your success stories of doctors that do similar procedures, so thank you. In regards to children, absolutely. You know, we can't forget, children have spines as well. Children have craniocervical junctions, and children, more than anybody, I would argue, have the potential to have traumas that can misalign this vital area for our health. If you look at sports that kids are involved in, such as football and even soccer, and you look at how their lifestyle engages in activities that Dr. Cooper or I would maybe not consider, you know, climbing trees and jumping off of high things and such. Anytime you have trauma to the head or trauma to the neck, you have a predisposition for this misalignment. So absolutely. And more than that, I think it's very important that we don't just grow up, you know, and then treat conditions that develop later on. I think it's much more of an effective approach to have a proactive approach, meaning we try to tackle some of these conditions, such as craniocervical syndrome, before they really have an opportunity to take hold in our lives and to elicit a whole bunch of symptoms. Because we have to remember, no disease process, no condition develops overnight. Oftentimes it takes years for things to really bear their head and to show how they're affecting our lives. An example that we use quite often, you know, if you think about a guy, 55 years old, his car breaks down in the middle of the street, healthy man, never had a sick day in his life, right? Not just sick enough. And he gets out of his car to push his car off the busy highway, and he's pushing his car, and he drops dead of a heart attack. And everybody runs up to him and looks around, and they said, well, that's never happened before. You know, he's never done that before. And it just goes to show, you know, even symptoms don't tell the whole story. So going back to the kids, it's important that we try to harness a healthy lifestyle growing up, and we don't just simply react years down the road to problems that could have been treated much successfully in the beginning.
That's a great answer. Thank you for that. And Juliana, did you have any other question you wanted to ask?
No, I think that pretty much summed it up. I really thank you so much. I'm going to get my children in and make sure we start early, like you said. That sounds like a great plan. Thank you.
Sir, thanks for calling in, Juliana. We really appreciate it. And guys, I want to talk about the NFL and how that's working with their concussion problems. I mean, how does that work for you? Because they must go out fixed and come back in a problem again. I mean, who in their, I have to honestly say this, who in their right mind would go bang into another's head for money? Anyway, go ahead. Tell us, tell us about that and how that works for you.
Well, yeah, we've been seeing a lot of NFL players. We've been seeing a lot of high-level athletes just that go through a lot of physical strenuous activity. And football players in particular, they're going through a lot of head and especially neck trauma. As you know, the head weighs, like Dr. Keener mentioned before, the head weighs a lot compared to the neck. It's almost like a little wobble head. And as we see, typically is where all the damage goes is not to the head because they're wearing helmets, but it's to the base of the head, right where the neck meets the head. And what that's causing is fluid problems going in and out of the brain. And so as we're working on these NFL players, obviously we do it during the off season when they're not constantly hitting their head against other players' heads. Mm-hmm. And what that allows us to do is during that time frame, restabilize their head and their neck into a more proper alignment so that then when they go out again, that they're much more able to go through those aches and go through those hits. But also a lot of the players that we're seeing are retired NFL players.
Mm.
And as some of the listeners may have seen, if they watch ESPN, is they have a docuseries called 30 for 30. And they did a documentary on the 1985 Chicago Bears team. And their main quarterback was Jim McMahon. And he went through a really illustrious playing career, won many awards, was a major quarterback, but he also went through a lot of head and neck trauma. Mm-hmm. And so about 5 or 7 years after his retirement, he started undergoing a lot of symptoms, migraine headaches, pressure headaches. He was starting to lose his memory, had sensitivity to light. He was starting to get those classic post-concussion syndrome type symptoms. And they really couldn't figure out what was going on with him. So obviously, because I'm telling this story, he was able to find a doctor that was doing very similar work to us and able to get his head on straight. And his quote was that he felt like the toilet bowl flushed out of his head. That's how much pressure was built up in his skull.
Wow.
And so he was able to alleviate a lot of his symptoms. And so with all these high-level athletes, it's very important not only just for their function but also for their performance to have this problem corrected.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, that it could actually be corrected after all those years that he was doing that. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. And then we have a caller on the line waiting to ask you a question.
If you're enjoying the Ascended Masters at Work show, you'll love taking the next steps in your spiritual development with Reverend Sherlene in her workshops on the shores of sunny San Diego. Reverend Sherlene will teach you the mystical secrets shared by the Ascended Masters for lifting the veil of universal mystery. You'll discover and learn how to put into practice universal laws that increase your business, achieve financial freedom, and develop loving relationships. Learn the art of reading the universal signs. Discover the pure meaning of spiritualism and how to connect to the divine within you. Tap into the guidance that moves you from ordinary to extraordinary. Build a powerful relationship with spirit that serves your mission and purpose. Tap into your next steps with intuitive guidance you can trust. Each event has limited seating. If you're ready for your next steps on your spiritual path and want to make a difference in your life and the lives of those who love you, register at AscendedMastersAtWork.com. That's A-S-C-E-N-D-E-D, MastersAtWork.com. Or dial 888-889-9212. That's 888-889-9212 to reserve your seat for this limited time offer.
Are you experiencing chronic neck pain, headaches, migraines, back pain, sciatica, or other health problems? Have you been told there is nothing that can be done, or that you are just getting old? Have you tried various treatments with no success? Don't get discouraged and don't give up. You can restore your quality of life. There is a cutting-edge non-surgical treatment that has been approved by the FDA for the treatment of chronic spinal pain. A previously under-recognized area of the spine may be the key to restoring your health and getting your head on straight, literally. By harnessing the power of sound waves paired with advanced, sophisticated technology, you can be out of pain in just a few short, gentle treatments and start living your life again. Call to schedule your free consultation with our team of doctors at 760-456-9470 or visit us at balancebrainandspine.com.
So this has been a really awesome show because we're learning a lot about how to get our head on straight. I think that should be your new tagline, you guys. get your head on straight for better living. thank you for explaining that about the NFL. When you were explaining it, I had a quick question I wanted to ask, and then we're going to bring Sumaya on the line. She's on line one waiting for us. But how many times can this correction be done on a person?
Well, I'm glad that you're catching on that we call it a correction. That's because it is corrective in nature. Our goal is to find the problem, fix the problem, and then actually have your body, we train your neck in such a way so that it holds the alignment, the proper alignment, for long periods of time. So the goal is to actually fix it and to not to continue to tweak things and do it over and over. Typically, what we find with our patients is anywhere within 2 to 3 corrections are necessary within the first 3 to 6 months. So after we get it corrected and what we call stabilized, the possibility or the likelihood of it losing its alignment becomes less and less over time as your muscles get stronger and stronger. Mm. In fact, and you're familiar with this, Shirlene, most of our patients after the initial treatment, after the initial stabilization phase, actually start to treat our office and our practice a little bit more like a dental practice. And what I mean by that is, for those listeners out there, we don't actually go to dentists to get cavities filled. We don't go for the treatment. What we go for is to make sure we don't have cavities. Mm-hmm. And so what our patients realize when they come into our practice is after they realize the benefit and they have their recovery, they don't come in because they're symptomatic and they don't come in because they're looking for a treatment. They come in periodically to simply check for the presence of the treatment to make sure they don't need this correction. So the long-term benefits of what we see are really, that's the exciting part about the practice.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. Sumaya, you're on line one there waiting for us patiently. Thank you for waiting and thank you for calling in. What is your question?
Well, my question has to do with some work that I've been trained in. and craniosacral therapy in the biodynamic tradition. And one of the things that I noticed, and I think you were talking about this a little bit, the doctors were, that if I'm able to make a subtle, I don't call it adjustment, but to just work with the body in a certain way, that I can open up something that's been blocked, that the body has an amazing way of then beginning to start healing itself. It's just like the dominoes, you know, you push the right domino and they all fall down. And I'm just wondering how you experience that in your work for the doctors.
I think you worded it really well, because that's exactly what we see. I mean, we see a lot of people that come in and they don't have the symptom of head or neck pain. They may have a symptom like Shirlene, where it's much lower down the body. It may be something completely seemingly unrelated. And as we unlock that upper part, kind of like what you were saying, just a subtle little movement here or there, and as precise as we can make it, we see that their entire body starts to change, that spine starts to untwist all the way down into their pelvis, and they start to realize that, hey, wait, I don't have to live like this anymore. And their body really just starts to heal itself, because that's really what it's all about. It's just really removing the obstacle to the body healing itself, because that's what it's designed to do.
Exactly. That's what I've experienced too. I just wanted to hear more from you about it. So thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Sumaya. I appreciate it. And Sumaya is one of our regulars too. I'm always glad to have her on here because she's such an amazing spiritual teacher. She's even been where the Dalai Lama lives. So some, you know, I had her on one of my shows already and she was wonderful. So thanks, Sumaya. So, you know, Dr. Cooper, I wanted to ask you, how does someone know if they have this problem?
That's a really good question. That's one of the questions we get all of the time is like, how do I know I have this? And, you know, the scary part is you just don't know. A lot of times you don't know if you have this problem because it's such a small little problem. But craniocervical syndrome, as it's currently understood, it's hitting epidemic levels. And you think of how many car accidents there are per year, how many kids play football and soccer like we talked about before. It's quite simply that people must be checked for it. It's just like anything else. If we check for it and catch it early enough, if not before, then the likelihood of having good results skyrockets. But it's impossible to know for sure without neurological testing, orthopedic testing that's designed to look for this exact problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but if people want to do a basic screening at home without having to come into the office just to see like, hey, maybe I might have this problem. Number one, and we've done this with you, Shirlene, look in the mirror. And what you're going to be looking for is maybe a high shoulder on one side, you're tilted, forward head posture. If your head is tilted to one side, you can look at the bottom of your earlobes when you're looking in the mirror, and you can see if one is actually lower than the other. And that will indicate a head tilt, that your head is actually not on straight. And another thing to look for at home, besides looking in the mirror, is asymmetrical pain or asymmetrical issues, meaning there's only a problem on one side of your body. And it's common for patients to come in with severe arthritis or degeneration in their spine. One hip hurts more than another. And when they ask their general medical practitioner or their doctor why just one of their knees or one of their hips is breaking down, the doctor will typically tell them, you're just getting old, or it comes with the territory. But what that's not taking into play is why is just one hip hurting when they're both the same age? And so we got to start looking more towards the cause of the issue. Mm-hmm. I hope that answers your question.
It did. That was a really good way to put it. I mean, just looking in the mirror to see if your earlobes are at the same level. That's, I mean, I didn't know we could do that. I'm going to start doing that every morning.
It's surprisingly simple, isn't it, Shirlene? And it's not a foolproof way. Yeah, it's not a foolproof way without really taking a look with some designed testing. But it is rather simple. When you see asymmetry, if you're looking in the mirror at home and you look like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, then there might be an overall alignment problem. Absolutely.
Just like if you look in your mouth and you see black spots all over your teeth, there's a good likelihood you may be developing some dental caries. So you might want to go get that checked. Same thing here. You can start to see the signs before they become really symptomatic, which is the key.
Well, you can feel them. You feel them more than even
exactly.
See them. I mean, the fact that I had to walk around with my hands on my thighs just to move around is enough, you know.
Absolutely.
And but you don't want it to get that bad.
Oh, yeah. And the beauty comes. We have a lot of fun. Just last week in our office, we were doing a radio show, another radio show, and a gentleman comes in and we said, what's going on? He said, nothing. And we said, what do you mean nothing? He said, well, I just want to get checked out and make sure I'm good to go. And Turns out he wasn't good to go. He had cranial cervical syndrome. And we later found out this week that he was having sleeping problems that cleared up, digestive problems that he thought no way could be linked to this. But after the correction, I'll never forget it. We stood him up off the table. This is about 3 minutes after his initial correction. Stood him up off the table, and he walked down the hallway of our office just to get used to the new alignment of the hips. And he turned around to me and he said, "That feels fantastic." And I said, "What do you mean that feels fantastic? You said you were feeling fantastic before." He said, "Well, you know, I thought I was feeling fantastic, but now I really understand what fantastic can feel like when you're walking on hips that are balanced and a neck and shoulder area that's balanced." It truly is amazing. We have a lot of fun in our office seeing the results and seeing how dramatically lives can be shifted when you take a look at the craniocervical junction. Because you can't forget, Charlene, a lot of our viewers or a lot of our listeners here have heard of the guillotine, right? Mm-hmm. And they've heard of the samurai swords that chop people's heads off. And they've heard of, there's no surprise, they don't hang people by their arms. You know, when you look at the craniocervical junction, it's no surprise. People are not shocked at all. Dr. Cooper here used the Christopher Reeves example. They're not really shocked when we tell them that truly is the bottleneck of life. When you take a really close look at the area and you fix some subtle misalignments and some fluid dynamic problems in and out of the brain, it truly is unbelievable and astounding how conditions that people never would have imagined they could recover from, especially so quickly, happen literally every day in our office. It's so much fun.
Wow. So tell us, what is the actual procedure like?
So the actual procedure for the realignment is actually very gentle. And you actually, Charlene, would probably be able to comment pretty specifically on this. But what it is it's a percussive sound wave that realigns the head and the neck. As Dr. Cooper mentioned, you know, there's no twisting or popping like we used to have to do to fix these types of problems. It's so specific and so gentle, most people don't even feel the correction. But a lot of people ask us, we get this question every day, Charlene, I think even you asked us, is how do you use a sound wave to actually move bones?
Mm-hmm.
And
I did ask that.
Yes, you did. And I probably told you, I said, think of it like this. For our listeners that are listening to my voice out of their speakers, consider this. Right now, I'm sitting in our office and I'm generating sound waves from my throat. Now, those sound waves from my throat are traveling into my computer speaker, out of your speakers, and they're actually traveling through the air. The sound waves travel through the air into your ear, and they move little bones called ossicles in your ear. That's a physical process that happens. And how those bones move, your brain, the brilliant brain, picks up as my voice or music or a car honking or whatever the sound may be. It's actually the same physics, the same principles of physics that our instrument uses. It emits a percussive sound wave that actually travels through the air and through the primary liquid skin of ours, and it moves the bones in a predictable manner. Very similar to an ultrasound process called lithotripsy. My mom is a nurse practitioner, she has been for years, and she worked in a lithotripsy van. And what they actually do is they use a similar technology to our treatment, but they use it to break up kidney stones before they pass, so it's not as painful. Now, this is obviously a different frequency of sound because our goal is not to simply break apart your craniocervical junction. It's a much lighter frequency, but it's used to predictably move bones, and that's why we're able to realign it back to center down to a tenth of a degree. Most patients, like I said, don't even feel it. They feel the dramatic results that it produces. I would love to hear from your perspective, Shirlene, how was your experience with your initial correction?
Well, I was really surprised. I think it's more uncomfortable laying your head on the arm of the thing to get a line than it is to actually have the treatment.
Absolutely.
I was really surprised because you hear it, but you don't feel it at all. And what you do feel is this amazing sense of relief. And the fact, and I got to tell you, once I got home, you know, it was like my life started flooding back to me. And I started remembering all the things that I hadn't been able to do as a result of this. And standing evenly on my 2 feet, I can even wear heels now. I couldn't wear heels before. That's another thing I forgot to tell you about. It just made a world of difference for me, a huge world of difference. And it's like a light opened up. And when I went to the Tetons, of course, I had time to fly. I was really thinking about my the limitations that I'd experienced over the years. And it allowed me to feel to kind of bring myself together, bring my whole life back in as a big vision again, instead of limiting things out.
It truly is fantastic. And you hit the nail on the head. It's not the pain. It's what the pain is keeping you from accomplishing in your life. You know, low back pain is one thing. Daily migraine headaches are one thing. High blood pressure. But it's not the specific condition. It's the fact that it's keeping some of our patients from playing with their children or playing with their grandchildren or going to, you know, see their family members during the vacations. It's that is really changing lives.
Well, this has just been amazing having you guys. And I want to tell you, next week is going to be wonderful too, because we're talking about men and stress in business. And I've got a men's anxiety expert coming on, Linda Wells, all the way from New Zealand. And she specializes in the strategies for shifting mental stress for men and how women can support them in that shift. So that's next Thursday at 2 p.m. And that'll be on, let's see, that will be on the 29th of June. And guys, I just want to ask you, do you have any final thoughts for us today? You've really been wonderful at explaining this, and hopefully you've given a lot of people hope about being able to stand up on their own and not have to go through all the pain they've been going through. And, you know, just give us your final thoughts.
Yes. Well, again, thank you so much, Shirlene, for having us on. You know, we've gotten to know you over the last couple of weeks with your recovery in our practice, and it's just been spectacular. Everybody listening at home needs to realize that their body, the way their brain and body works, it's a self-healing organism. Truly, the power that made the body heals the body. It needs nothing more, nothing less, just no resistance. So when you take a close look and you try to find out what that resistance in your life might be, it really is a lot of fun to see the recoveries that can take place. For anybody that has more questions, like the gal that called in from the Northern California, if you have questions from around the country, or if you just want to ask us some more detailed questions, or find somebody close to you that can check your head and neck for this problem, as important as it is, I would encourage you to give us a call. Our telephone number is 760-456-9470. Or you can shoot us an email question or go to our website at balancebrainandspine.com. Thank you so much.
And would you say your phone number one more time?
Absolutely. We're located in Encinitas, California, in North County, San Diego. Our telephone number is 760-456-9470.
All right. Thank you so much. And that concludes our show for today. And like I said, next week, we're going to have a men's anxiety expert on, and you can ask her questions. So have a wonderful, wonderful week, and get your head on straight.
Thank you for joining us on the Ascended Masters at Work show with spiritual life coach, Reverend Shirlene Reeves. We hope you found our message enlightening in a way that will change your everyday interactions in work and play. Share the love. Pass on our web address, ascendedmastersatwork.com, and if you have a great story to share, we'd love to have you on the show. This has been a Massive Visibility Media production. Join us next week for the Ascended Masters at Work show. And while remembering the words of the late Wayne Dyer, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. We say namaste.